Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager here. The Lonely Fruitcake, rich in candied fruit, nuts, and spices, and heavy with rum and brandy, has become a much maligned confection that doubles as a punchline. But, hey, the joke may be on us. While we succumb to rising seas, roaming zombies, or warring dictators, the lowly fruitcake hunkers down for survival. Fruitcakes may outlast us all. Case in point, a 106-year-old fruitcake, still in its original tin, has been discovered at the Cape Adare outpost in Victoria Land, East Antarctica. And according to conservationists, it's almost edible. Stored properly, a fruitcake can easily age 25 to 30 years and still be eaten. But more than a century? The aged fruitcake found wrapped in a wax paper inside a tin spent the majority of the 1900s in a long-abandoned research station. It dates back to the Terra Nova Antarctic Expedition, which was conducted from 1910 to 1913. Robert Falcon Scott, a British explorer who led the mission, listed the foodstuff among the camp's inventory. A New Zealand-based team from the Antarctic Heritage Trust recovered the fruitcake and about 1,500 other artifacts from historic huts at Cape Adare. The huts, which were the first ever built on Antarctica, were fashioned in 1899 by Karsten Borchgrevink, a Norwegian explorer, and used again in 1911 by Captain Scott and other members of his expedition. 2 months after the team launched the foray to the geographic South Pole, Scott and his team finally achieved their goal on January 17, 1912, only to discover a Norwegian flag. It had been planted and left by explorer Roald Amundsen, who had become the first human to reach it 33 days prior. Blizzards delayed their return, and Scott and his team died at the end of March in 1912. Their bodies and diaries were found 8 months later, and the huts they once occupied have become a historic monument. The conservationist team that recovered the Scott artifacts began working on the site in May of 2016. Other items, including meat, fish, and canned jams, did not fare as well as that fruitcake. In a statement, Lizzie Meek, the Trust's program manager for artifacts, wrote that there was a very slight rancid butter smell to it. But other than that, the cake looked and smelled edible. She had no doubt that the extreme cold in Antarctica had assisted the preservation. At a specialized lab in the Canterbury Museum in Christchurch, New Zealand, the fruitcake's container will undergo rust removal, chemical stabilization, and a repair of the wax paper covering the fruitcake. The cake, however, will be left to its own devices. After proper restoration, the fruitcake will be returned to the hut where it was found in the Antarctic, which is now part of an Antarctic specially protected area. Today's episode was written by Lori L. Dove, produced by Dylan Fagan, and for more on this and other topics, please visit us at howstuffworks.com.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.